Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
SBS Food a tous les ingrédients pour votre prochain repas. Vous y trouverez des milliers de recettes issues des cuisines du monde. Essayez les petits plats des experts de SBS Food et regardez comment ils les réalisent pas à pas. sbs.com.au/food.
Lisa Nicholson et David Gilchrist ont ouvert Bon Vin, un restaurant français à Darlinghurst. Et pour nous en parler, nous sommes avec Lisa Nicholson. Lisa, hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you for being with us on SBS French Radio.
Thanks for inviting us.
First of all, Bon Vin, it's a French name. How did you choose this name, Bon Vin?
We wanted to open a restaurant that was a neighborhood restaurant that people would come to once, twice a week, that was approachable in terms of price and variety of wine. So all the wines by the glass, they're not all Sauvignon Blanc, they're not all Chardonnay. We wanted to provide as many varietals as possible by the glass to cover as many tastes at an approachable price.
We are here at the restaurant and we are surrounded by walls of wines. It's very impressive. Who is choosing the wines and how do you choose them?
Well, we basically try and stick to the main varietals and maybe a couple of interesting ones. We write the menu seasonally, and I'm a qualified sommelier, although I wouldn't consider myself to be a great sommelier because I don't, you know, I drink a lot, but, you know, I work with David a lot and we work the menu out. We decide what type of wine would go with it. Then we get our suppliers in, we show them the menu, they give us some suggestions, and that's how we do it, really.
Can we now just talk a little bit about you? So you're a chef as well. How your passion about cooking arrived into your life?
I started cooking when I was 17, 18. I just liked cooking at school and thought it would be great to be a chef, and it's a really hard job. It's really tough. You really have to have a fire in your belly to stick it out, you know. I travelled around the world a little bit, stayed in Canada for, you know, maybe 9 years. The restaurant I worked at was a French restaurant. I'm taught, in my day when you go to school, it was all classical French. It wasn't Asian, it wasn't Indian, it was 100% French, the mother sources, and that's what I was taught, that's what I sort of grew with as in terms of my career. Worked in Canada for 9 years in a French restaurant there. They had a close alignment with a restaurant in France, in Provence. We exchanged staff. That's what I know, that's what I like, and yeah.
But did you choose the French cuisine by choice or just by chance?
Well, that's what we were taught at college, and then I stood with it because that's what I like. That's the techniques, the sauces, you know, the meats, the classical modern cookery is my choice of cuisine.
As an Australian chef as well, what do you think about the French food and cooking French food? Do you think it's something difficult? It's very technical? What do you think about the French cuisine?
It can be quite technical because it's not like you're just searing a piece of fish and serving it. I mean, they certainly do that in some dishes like the niçoise and stuff like that, but there's still a technical element to most things. Like, there's a lot of work that goes behind it, a lot of mise en place, terrines and pâtés. You have to clean the livers, soak the livers, seal the livers. If you're doing a terrine, bake it in the oven. It's not just a quick thing. A confit has to be marinated overnight. It has to be cooked slowly at a precise temperature. If it's cooked too hot and too quickly, it's too dry, it falls apart. It doesn't have the flavour. You have to leave it in the fat for a certain amount of time to pull out the flavour of the duck fat, which you reuse, and it just gets better and better, and then you get that real duck confit flavour, you know.
It sounds very technical. Now let's talk about this place, Bon Vin. For our listeners, maybe, who don't know this place, when did you open it? Why did you choose to open it in this place? It's in Darlinghurst, but it's a little bit hidden, a hidden gem. Tell us a little bit more about the history of the place.
People, even in this area, don't know we exist. People come in and say, we just live around the corner. How long have you been open? And I say, about 3 years. And they said, we've never seen you. We have virtually no signage. We had this space here where the restaurant is as an office because we did catering, or we still do catering. We just thought it was an empty space and it would be good to use it as something. And we thought, let's just create a restaurant that we would like to go to that's nicely presented and cooked correctly. There's nothing wrong with a roast chicken as long as it's roasted nicely and properly, you know. So we decided to turn the space into a restaurant, into a neighborhood restaurant that people could come to at an affordable price point and get good quality food.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
I think that my favorite dish, not necessarily just to cook, but to cook and eat, is probably the duck confit ravioli, just because of the sort of technique that it goes in. And we make our duck stock, we reduce the duck stock, we poach the ravioli in the duck stock, make the confit, cook the mushrooms, cook the thyme, cook it down, make the mix, put it in the pasta, and it's delicious.
It's like a little piece of art.
Yeah, and people just love the sauce. And I say, it's really just melted butter. And they go, how can it just be melted butter? And I go, well, because there's a technique to making beurre fondue.
Again, the technique. Do you add a little Australian twist to your dishes?
We try to use local ingredients. And I have a colleague, one of my chefs in the kitchen, he's younger than me, so he's got his finger a little bit more on the pulse in terms of more modern cuisine. I'm also quite friendly with Mark Olive, the Indigenous chef, so he gives me little tips about Indigenous herbs and keeps me supplied with that kind of stuff. So we put a little twist on that using, you know, lemon and finger lime in our emulsion for the oysters, the native twist.
Sounds amazing. And also, I can see that you offer the good wines with the dishes that will go along with the dishes.
Well, that's another thing. Not only just opening up a neighborhood restaurant that we would like to go to, we don't have a huge space here. So we use our walls for storing the wine. We want the wine in the same menu as the food menu. So there's not one wine list that people have to share. So you can look at your wines, and underneath, instead of having to pull someone over and say, what should I have with this? It's a no-brainer. There's your duck. We recommend this particular Pinot with it. So it's just easy.
In three words, so maybe it's not enough, but I just need three. How would you describe the Bon Vin restaurant?
I'd describe it as a neighborhood restaurant that's certainly not fine dining, but it's nice. No one's going to say to you when you order, too easy. They're not going to call you mate, and they're not going to have sneakers on, and they're not going to be wearing jeans. But at the same time, they're friendly, approachable, and it's not a three-headed restaurant, but it's pretty good value for what it is.
Do you think it's hard to find the right ingredients to do French cuisine here in Sydney?
No, the produce might be slightly different. For example, the duck in France is obviously going to taste different. It's a different breed of duck than Australia, but the ducks here are pretty good. You can still make a great confit with whatever we have. For example, the truffles, you know, they might not be the same as French truffles or Italian white truffles, but we can still get good truffles and produce a good sauce. Might not be the same, but it's still good. It's just different. So I would say that we have very good produce here and we have no problem using what we have.
Je suis avec également Angela Filipovic qui travaille dans le restaurant en tant que service depuis un peu plus de 6 mois. Angela, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Et merci d'être avec nous aussi sur SBS en français.
Je vous en prie.
Comment est-ce que vous en êtes arrivée à venir travailler ici et comment est-ce que vous avez connu l'endroit?
J'ai découvert l'endroit sur Internet. Donc en cherchant un bon restaurant pour aller dîner avec mon amoureux. Et vu que je suis passionnée de vin, j'ai fait de la sommellerie et de l'œnologie et des études pour ça, je voulais voir ce qui se passait ici. Du coup, je suis venue manger et en fait, je suis tombée amoureuse du lieu. Donc je suis venue déposer mon CV à Lisa et je lui ai dit, je veux travailler ici, quoi, absolument. Et voilà, depuis, je suis là.
On peut voir une super sélection de vins tout autour de nous.
Effectivement, ouais, on a un grand choix de vins. On a vraiment tout, on a même des bulles. Donc on a des gammes de prix différentes, du coup tout le monde peut y accéder. On a des petits prix comme des choses un peu plus plus intéressante. Donc voilà.
Vous pouvez un peu nous parler de la clientèle qui vient dans ce restaurant ?
Alors, on est un resto caché, un petit peu. Donc, on est sous la terre, on n'a pas de fenêtre, on n'a rien du tout. Il faut descendre des marches pour venir nous voir. Du coup, c'est surtout les gens qui vivent autour qui viennent nous voir. Mais on a aussi des gens qui viennent des côtés, des côtes, en fait. On a aussi des gens qui viennent de la Gold Coast. Et j'ai beaucoup de clients français.
Et alors, pourquoi pensez-vous que les Australiens aiment cette cuisine française ? Qu'est-ce qu'ils aiment justement dans la cuisine de Bonvin Restaurant ?
Déjà, je pense qu'en venant à Bonvin, ils retrouvent un petit peu l'atmosphère française avec les serveurs qui sont français, la cuisine. Donc Lisa, le chef, elle respecte vraiment, vraiment les recettes, parfois même plus que ce que font les Français en France. Donc je pense qu'ils retrouvent vraiment dans l'assiette un petit bout de France, un petit bout de différentes régions de France et puis dans leur verre aussi. Donc je pense qu'ils sont heureux et qu'ils viennent pour ça.
Quel est votre plat préféré sur la carte ?
En ce moment, je dirais que c'est les spring asparagus and black barley. C'est une sorte de ragoût d'asperges blanches avec des asperges vertes sautées, de la truffe, du blé noir soufflé, du blé noir cuit. C'est un mélange, c'est un plat végétarien et c'est top.
Pour vous, ce restaurant représente bien la culture française et la cuisine française ?
Absolument, oui, totalement. Ouais.
Angela, merci beaucoup d'avoir été avec nous sur SBS en français.
Merci à vous.
So what's your future projects with the restaurant?
Well, we are going to start offering set menus, tasting menus on Saturday nights, which will change weekly.
For our listeners, they want to know more about this place. Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
We have a Facebook page and a website at bonvin, bonvin.com.au, and our Facebook link is on that page.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
SBS Food a tous les ingrédients pour votre prochain repas. Vous y trouverez des milliers de recettes issues des cuisines du monde. Essayez les petits plats des experts de SBS Food et regardez comment ils les réalisent pas à pas. sbs.com.au/food.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci ? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.